with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Constitutional Attorney Mark Weaver tells the Salem Radio Network it would be a wise move for Attorney General Pam Bondi to hold an in-depth press conference sometime soon to explain her reversal on releasing those Jeffrey Epstein files.
I think she gave a glib answer in an interview about the file was on her desk, and some people thought that meant the actual client list. I think she meant the matter was coming to her, and so she can be more clear. And one of those clear up all the facts press conferences would be helpful.
Weaver told the Salem Radio Network that because the files in question were testimony in grand jury proceedings, a judge has refused to allow their release. Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, completed a day and a half of interviews with Justice Department officials this week, answering some questions about 100 different people who may have been on that list. Conservative political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is succeeding in part by taking away the Democrats' tactic of dividing the country by race.
He's taken race and tribe and replaced it with class interests. So the Republican Party now is saying to the Hispanic truck driver, the black truck driver, the white truck driver, you all have more in common than you do with your self-appointed leaders.
The NFL is fining a large group of players and team employees for selling tickets to the big game.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending that they wear the head-to-toe burqa. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying the incident served to further isolate women and girls. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center's famed Opera House could be renamed to honor Melania Trump if House Republicans get the votes they need. Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies' annual spending bill that would rename the Opera House. It's almost time to catch summer's double meteor showers. Keith Peters has more.
The Southern Delta Aquarid and Alpha Capricornid meteor showers peak in the early morning of July 30th. With minimal interference from moonlight, the meteors should appear bright and clear if viewed away from city lights. Each shower is expected to produce up to a dozen visible meteors per hour. The Alpha Capricornids may have tails that linger longer in the night sky. Viewing of each shower lasts through August 12th. The next major meteor shower, the Perseids, will peak in mid-August. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.